Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Children, good to see you. All the children below what age? Below 21. Below 21, so that includes Alana, isn't it? Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, Alana, where's your mother? Oh, okay. But she's not sick, is she? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them a big hand clap. Yes. Glory be to God. My testimony is it's good to see Martinson. Stand up and we appreciate. Hallelujah. Yes, that is my testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These days is mostly in Entebbe, isn't it? All around there. Somewhere on Entebbe Road. Yes, so good to see you. It's been like a month, like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yes, and Allah, we came in late. Okay, what happened? Were you at All Saints? What? Hallelujah. It's very, very bad to be late for the things of God, Alan. Hallelujah. People, there's someone who said it once. Was it you? Recently, I think, there's someone who said it. People arrive on time at their workplaces. In fact, they arrive before time, so that time finds them there. Okay, but when it comes to the things of God, church, okay, they are like, have your service tenagua. Hallelujah. Now, that is very what? It is very bad to treat God and his things like that, isn't it? Hallelujah. I always give an example of on the wedding day. Okay? On the wedding day, very few women or brides can be late. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. But after or before the wedding, they're always late at church. But on that day, okay? Then after that day, business as what? Usual. Okay? So for the things of God, of course, even marriage is a thing of God. Amen? But you are on time on the wedding day just because of a man. Okay? Or just because of a woman. If it is a man who is arriving on time. Okay? But for God, you don't care. Okay? Hallelujah. Just because of a man, just because of a woman, okay? You marry them, you even don't know what the future holds, but you're there on time. The churches which they tell you to give money, like 200,000, whichever amount, then they tell you, if you arrive on time, we shall refund you that money. And they do it. So people, they arrive on time on their wedding day just because they can get back at 200,000. Okay? The point I'm trying to emphasize is that it is very evil to treat God lightly. Hallelujah. Catherine Kuhlman used to say, I read, and I think I heard her say, she was a preacher many years ago. I think she died a year before I was born. Okay, I think she died 1975, 20th February, around that time. And she used to say that if you mean business with God, God will mean business with you. Hallelujah. If you take God lightly, he will treat you, you know, he will pay you in kind. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, always take the things of God seriously. Okay? There's someone in this church who used to take the things of God lightly some years ago. Okay? Especially in the sense that they rarely attend a church on Sunday. Okay? And they didn't have a job. So one day, I had a dream. Okay? And I shared it with that individual. And the dream, in the dream, God was saying that if this person does not honor me, okay, I will not give them the ability to get a job until they learn to honor me. Okay? And I shared it with that person, and thank God they quickly fell in line, okay? And a year or so later, after I think God had proved that one, that they are honoring him, they got a job, and now they are very happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now for you, you might be having a job, okay? But could it be that something you don't have and God wants to give it to you, all right? But he's not giving it to you because you're always late at church. You're not honoring him. You're taking him lightly. Do you understand? Or you're waiting for me to first dream. Then I share with you, then you start to arrive at 10:10. Glory be to God. Anyway, but you've gotten the message. Yes, it's bad to be late, especially concerning the things of God. Hallelujah. And of course, if you are a parent, you are indirectly teaching your children that it is good to take God lightly. Hallelujah. So that is not good, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, I wasn't supposed to be standing here today preaching, okay? I was supposed to be seated there listening, okay? But the person who was supposed to preach decided to take God lightly. I'm joking. Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, they communicated with me yesterday and said that they were not able. They want to sit and listen. Glory be to God. So I'm here as a substitute. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Probably not as a dangerous substitute. Hallelujah. But as a substitute, nonetheless, isn't it? Glory be to God. Yes, Nalongo, very sorry about your child. Ukato o waswa. Ukato. Yes, very sorry about that. I can't differentiate them, okay? Yeah, but when I see them, I know those are Nalongo's twins. Hallelujah. Yes, but sorry about that. But it's good they're okay now, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, today we're just going to remind ourselves of something we hear every day. Rather, every Sunday, hallelujah, especially since I'm just a substitute, hallelujah, amen, yes, and that is success and victory by simple obedience to what God tells us to do. Glory be to God. On Friday evening, I was somewhere, and I met someone who talked about this issue of obeying God, eh? All right? And I And when Joan told me yesterday that she wasn't going to be able to preach, I felt like I should talk about that which I had on Friday. Okay? Basically, being obedient to God, isn't it? To the things that God tells us to do. And when we are obedient to that word, then we shall be successful, isn't it? And victorious in this earthly life. Okay? And success, by the way, I'm talking about it as far as God defines success. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Very often we have our definitions of success. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that which God will tell you that you succeeded. You are successful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now I will begin talking about success. For me, I can't talk about success. Or I can't, like, should I say the only example I have? Or one of the greatest examples I have of success in life is this church. Hallelujah. Amen. This church is one of the most successful churches in the entire world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, in case you doubted that, and you still would doubt it, but you just have to say yes because of peer pressure. Okay? Yes, I'll remind you that this success of our church is not as human nature, as the world defines success. Okay? Like I told you, I'm talking about success as God calls success. Success in God, young people, with children, is if you do, okay, and you finish what God told you to do. That is success. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Success in life, okay, when we one day appear before Jesus, okay, and that day is coming, by the way, okay, and for many years I have envisioned that day, okay, when they call my name, let's say it's a hall, okay, like schools, okay, they have assembly halls, and they call students to receive awards, okay? I've envisioned that, like in my mind, you know. Yeah, when I'll be called, like in heaven. But it won't be like that. But that's for me, that's how I've created of that day, me. Okay, I envision myself wearing a black suit. The shirt haven't yet gotten a picture. Yeah? Okay, but then very smartly dressed in a black suit, the shirt will be how I don't know. Then Jesus will call my name. Okay, then I'll walk up there elegantly, you know. Okay, then as I'm getting up there, okay, I see Jesus telling the angels that is a guy I always told you about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The angels who had heard of me, but they hadn't seen me. So as I walk up there to receive my reward, okay, I see Jesus telling the angels that is the guy I have always been telling you about. Glory be to God. Can that TikTok video become viral? No. Hallelujah. So you see, now my account can't become successful. Like I can't get so many hearts, isn't it? Okay? So you can see now in this world, that doesn't sell. Hallelujah. But you see, there's nothing greater than that. Than on that day, hearing from the Lord saying, well done, good and faithful, what? Servant. Hallelujah. So now because we have a very wrong definition of success, we have a worldly definition of success, we are running after things, we are doing things just to be accepted, just so that people can call us what? Successful. Hallelujah. Okay, we are building sand castles. Okay? You've heard of that story. There's a lady, she had, I think it was a vision, okay? Joan and Dennis, you know that story. So in this vision, I think she found herself at the beach, isn't it? Or she was taken to the beach, sand beach, okay? And the angel who told her to build what? Sands or castles. Then she was like, but I'm not a child. Okay? But I think I'm adding my, but the message is still the same. Okay? Then she was like, build, you know? Then she said, but I'm not a child to build what? Sand castles. The angel was like, no, you build. You build. Okay? Because that is what you people are doing on earth. Okay? You love building sand castles, so build. That's what you love, what? And you know what a sand castle is? Okay? Like any time a wave is going to what? You know, even without a wave, it is going. Okay? So the angel is like, no, you build, because that is what you love doing. Okay? Basically, you love doing things which won't last for eternity. Hallelujah. You love wasting time in very shallow, very unimportant things. Hallelujah. And if you build a sand, what? A castle, okay? The world will call you successful. Hallelujah. Amen. Mkwanzi, Christina, okay? You are at that age where when this is the right time to hear these things, to hear what I am saying. Okay? Even if you want to go back to school tomorrow on Monday and make my sermon viral, say, wow, our pastor, you know. Okay? Well, hallelujah. Yes, but you see, there's a thing called peer pressure. And it is good, by the way, for you to know that peer pressure doesn't end at that age. Okay? Even 55-year-olds, 80-year-olds are also what? Affected by peer or pressure. But they call it other things. Okay? They call it other things, which is basically sand castles. But it sounds so nice, you know, glory. But they're just giving in to what society demands or what they think they should be like. Okay? That is why when they get opportunities to speak, they will talk about all their achievements in life. Okay? That is why, these things of giving speeches at functions, people should start to say, no, everyone who's going to speak, maybe, like if it's a wedding, okay, the father of the groom should be given like 5 minutes. Employers shouldn't be given any minute at all. Like, I don't know who began that thing of employers we should speak. Like, I don't. Well, it's not evil. But for me, I don't think they should. That's why at my wedding they didn't. But they were there. My boss was there, but I didn't think she deserved what? To forever be in my TikTok, what? Because, you see, you are at that job for, you know, then later, then you're there, you waste time at people's unhonorable function. You know, Anyway, so, yeah, so in order to, and so function, that's where people get time. Okumatiza abantu that are most important. I'm also an achiever. Talk about all the things they did. Start talking about where they went to nursery school. Who cares where you went to nursery school? Okay, talk about, but all that thing is just to, not always, but most times it is just to, for people to receive acknowledge, like acceptance, importance, right? Nange wagama, nange ndi muntu, nange nine linya. You just didn't know me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, then if they didn't achieve according to what the world calls achieving, if they didn't succeed according to what the world calls success, now they use their children. Hallelujah. They use it, they're like, okay, for me, I'm here, I have nothing. But now my son, then, my son, Wamai, you know. But the whole thing is, now, you know, and so, now that is not really evil, but it depends. Why are you saying that? Hallelujah. Why are you saying that? Is it because you want, if it is so that they can, you can be recognized and accepted, in a sense, it's not good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we are here for a short time. I keep saying this. We're here for a very what? For a short time. One day we are meeting the Lord. We are going to what? To encounter. We're going to meet the Lord. And you ask us, did you do what I told you to do? Then you start saying that, you know, my mother told me this. My father told me to do this. Okay, my friends were all doing this. All my friends were, you know, and I couldn't be left out. I couldn't walk alone. Hallelujah. Especially if you're a Liverpool fan. Okay? There's a guy who I heard of him. I think I read of him. He committed suicide. Okay? And he left a note. He left a note saying that what? I will never walk alone. Basically, he was a Liverpool one. he kills himself, but Liverpool was still what? In his heart. So he even leaves a note saying, I will never what? On the news, I heard of someone in Busoga who didn't win the LC1 elections. And the guy died, man. Hallelujah. Anyway, but let us know what God calls success. Success is doing and accomplishing the work that God gave you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you do that, even if the world doesn't call you successful, he who matters most considers you successful, and you will be known that for all eternity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the example I can give again, like I said, is this church. We are a successful church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to tell you why, or I'm going to remind you why God considers us as successful. That word has played me today. Maybe I should get another word. Which other word? Do you have a synonym for successful? Sam, a synonym. Mkwanz, synonym. Remember synonyms and antonyms? antonyms are opposites. Synonyms are similar, you know. Yeah. So remember, this church began on 31st August 2014. And by the way, we have entered August. In a few weeks' time, we are celebrating our what? Anniversary. Hallelujah. Now, so we began 31st August 2014. All right? Then, 6 years later, on 30th August 2020, okay, during COVID time, we celebrated our sixth anniversary, isn't it? Isn't it? 2020. I remember we were in a studio because it was COVID, we couldn't gather. So we celebrated our sixth anniversary. Okay? Now, that day ends. Then that night, I go to bed. Okay? And as I slept, I had a dream. Okay? Remember, we have just finished 6 years, 30th August. Okay? I get a dream. Okay? And in this dream, I have been admitted to a new school for HSC. Okay? Budo. In the dream. Okay? So I'm in Budo. Senior six, I've been admitted. I'm there for day one. Hallelujah. Then I find my sister, a sister of mine. She's at Budo with me. And I find her somewhere in the compound. And she's deep in prayer. Okay, she's praying. Hallelujah. She's praying. Interestingly, I have three sisters who went to Budo. And this one in the dream, we didn't go there. Okay? And so I find that deep in prayer. Then I ask her that, what are you praying about? Then she tells me that I am praying for you that the new phase which you have begun will take a much shorter time than the phase that you have finished. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when I woke up from the dream, I knew that since we had just finished 6 years, no, it was 2021, isn't it? Yes, yeah, so it was 30th August 2021. So I knew that since we had just finished 7 years, okay, this dream was talking about the church beginning another year or another phase. So God was saying that you have finished the first phase of your ministry, the first phase of LAT. Okay? And God was like saying that now you have begun another phase. Okay? And then God was saying, I want this second phase that you're starting to be much shorter than the first one. Glory be to God. Now, by that dream, you could see that we had accomplished the will of God for this church. Glory be to God. We had accomplished, like, primary as far as this church is concerned. Hallelujah. And now, according to heaven, we were a success story. Glory be to God. Success what? Story. God was like, you have a completed first phase. Hallelujah. It is in that same dream that a gentleman called Emma. You know him, Emma? Not Emma Barlow. Sake? Aha. He appears to me and tells me that, thank you for the good work that you did in exposing Mbonye. Then he continues and says that many people were delivered out of that cult by your exposure, and many more shall be delivered out of that. Glory be to God. So again, by that dream, I knew Emma was representing Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. So Jesus was thanking me for what I did, okay, beginning in 2017. But he's bringing it up in 2021. Glory be to God. And so, when we finished the first phase of the ministry, God was considering us as successful in heaven. Successful. But how many people knew about us? Okay? Hallelujah. Just a handful of Ugandans. Hallelujah. You know, but heaven was like, those guys have done my will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember, he said, my sister says that, you know, she's praying that that first phase, the second phase will be much shorter. And according to the math we did back then, okay, based on some other dreams, we knew that God was saying that he wanted the second phase to take 4 years. And 4 years is much shorter than 7, isn't it? So he knew that God was saying that because there was a promise concerning 2025. Okay? So when my sister tells me much shorter, we knew it was talking about that. That phase should be 4 years. Glory be to God. Now, at the beginning of 2024, it was? Or 2025? You had a dream, pray until something happens. Okay, so we got to know that in 2024, God was looking to 2025 and he was like, pray, you know, until something what? Happens, okay? Was it 2024 or 2025? 2025. 2024. Glory be to God. Anyway, so we prayed. Okay? We knew that God was talking about praying for the second phase to end, isn't it? Okay, so we prayed. Then around April, May, God told us, stop. Hallelujah. Dennis, you're one of the people who brought us that message from the Lord. You remember? Or you want to ask your wife? Okay? Yes, there was that. Okay? When we began to pray, there was a dream that came saying that what? We are going around the globe and we are soon completing a cycle around the globe. So we prayed. Then afterwards, there was a dream that showed that what? We had completed the cycle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And now, even with that, God was saying that what? You have been successful. Glory be to God. Now, this year, on 16th June, I had a dream, which you all know. There's, yeah, apart from the what? Visitor. That dream, when, basically, the interpretation was when we finished the second phase, we went on a holiday, a break. Hallelujah. You remember that? You've been reading the words for the week. Okay? We went for what? A holiday. So we are in a holiday. Okay? Before we start the third phase of ministry. Glory be to God. The third phase, which is supposed to now take us into becoming the largest church in the city. Okay? The third phase, which is supposed to take us to becoming what we're called to be, Christ for the nations, taking the light to the nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, I'm just trying to give you that illustration or to show you that as a church, in heaven's perspective, hallelujah, we are a big time success. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We finished 2 phases of ministry. Hallelujah. We are now on a holiday of sorts, a break. Hallelujah. Having completed the will of God for our lives up until mid-2024. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, how have we achieved that? Glory be to God. And that is what is supposed to be the take-home message. Okay? Because this should help us also in our personal lives, in our whatever God has called you to do, a business, a school, whatever. Okay? You can still use this to achieve success, okay, in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, before this church began, you remember we began 31st August 2014, okay? Weeks before it began, there was a certain night I decided to listen to a preacher called Bishop David Oyedepo, okay? He's a Nigerian, okay? I rarely listen to Nigerians, okay? But that one, anyway, yes. So there was a day when I listened to his sermons concerning supernatural church growth, all right? Because I wanted to learn how do you do ministry, how you know a church, things. So I decided to listen to him. So that night because remember, there was part one, part two, part three, you know. So I slept late that night, okay? Now, I wake up in the morning and I find myself in the sitting room. And while I'm seated in the sitting room, there was a knock at the door. Okay? We're staying in the apartments here in Chiwatule. Okay? So I went, I opened the door, and standing in front of me, there was a gentleman, an acquaintance. I don't want to call him a friend. Yeah. But we knew each other, talking, you know. So he had a book in his hands, okay? Yes. And after we greeted each other, he pulled out this book and tells me that last night I had a dream. Last night or this night? Last night. Okay? I had a dream. And in the dream, I was getting this book off the shelf and I was giving it to you, Moses. Okay? Now, the author of the book was Bishop David Oyedepo. Okay? Someone I was listening to before I went to bed. The title of the book was 50 Years of Ministry. Hallelujah. So when he gave me the book, okay, when he told me he had a dream when he was handing me that book, I knew that God wanted me to read it, okay, because he was going to speak to me through it, especially since I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo before I went to bed. Okay? So I read the book. I started reading it immediately. Okay? Do you want me to tell you what I remember from that book? Who wants to know what I remember from that book? You really want to know? Okay? The truth of the matter is, I remember nothing. I'm telling you the truth. What I remember is kind of like insignificant, you know, eh? But as I read the book, one message stood out. Okay? And I know that's what God wanted me to get from that book before this church begins. Okay? I realized reading that book from page one to the last page that Oyedepo, by the way, at that time, okay, that church, like in Nigeria, it's called, I think, Winners Chapel, or they have changed the name. Okay, at that time, it was the largest in the entire world. The largest church in the entire world. Americans were talking about it. Glory be to God. Okay? They were even describing the seats. Okay? It had the largest number of seats in the, you know, as compared to all the churches in the entire what? World. And they were saying that their seats are not these African what? Benches. They want to, never squeezing and bungee. We're talking about the kind of seats in the church. Okay, so it was the largest. Okay? Yes. So, God gives me that book to read it. Okay, and the only message I got from that book, which I knew was what God was telling me before this church opens, was only do what I tell you to do. Glory be to God. That book was more than 200 pages, I think. You ask me what I remember from that book? Nothing. Okay? You ask me what I learned from that book? Only do what I tell you to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, that is the reason why, as a church, heaven considers us as what? Successful. We have only done what God has told us to do. We haven't built sand castles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is that simple. It is that what? It is that simple. And this is what we should also inculcate or use in our lives concerning the things God has told us to do. Glory be to God. Inquire of the Lord and only do what he tells you to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the things which I didn't really understand, okay? One example of obeying God in that regard that I didn't really understand back then, but I began to understand it a few years ago, okay? Was, I think the church hadn't, either it had begun, yes, I think it had begun, okay? Like a few months or weeks. So I get a dream, and in this dream, it is a Sunday. Okay? It is a what? It's a Sunday. Now, before coming here to church, I first went and attended a certain service, okay, by Grace Lubega. Okay? By the time I left to get here, okay, man, service had ended. Then there was something else in the dream, which when I summed up what God was trying to say, God was telling me that if you ever get associated with that guy, you will lose your ministry. You understand? That is why by the time I got here, now, back then, I didn't really understand that instruction. You understand? Because I didn't know much about that individual. Okay? I didn't think it was as bad as what I now know. You understand? Okay, but I thank God that I obeyed even when I didn't have all the understanding. You see, sometimes we want to obey, okay, after we get all the understanding of something. Tuli bamagezi manji. Okay? But God, very often, God doesn't operate like that. Hallelujah. Oria, very often, God doesn't operate like your dad or your mom, giving you all the reasons why you should what? Do you know what called lectures? Huh? How many have you had? How many? Many from school, isn't it? Your teachers lecture you in science, they lecture you in math, but you know that those are not the ones I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You see, our parents lecture, isn't it? Hallelujah. The only person I think who hasn't gotten a lecture here is what? Christina. Christina, have you had lectures? Do you like them? You look at someone talking. Okay? Christine, they look at you and they're like, why? I have gotten the point. Why? Like, that's how Christina looks. She just beats there. She's like, but I read the what? When you open, the first words was it. Kati, why? Tukolachi wano, leave me and I go. Okay, and now, Oria, God is not like that. Okay? Because now, when Auntie Lydia gives you a lecture, to us she's our aunt, to which she's mommy. Okay? Auntie Lydia will give you all the reasons why you shouldn't do this, why you shouldn't, like all the reasons why she can convince you not to do that thing. Like, then next week she will return with the same TikTok what? Because remember, she records herself, isn't it? Okay? Then when she needs what? She just unleashes the what? Okay? Now, God is not like that. Very often, in fact, I think always, God won't sit you there, Nagamba. What's your name? Esther. Nagamba, Esther, do this because of this, because of this, because of this. Then also, Nakwe Gairira. Esther Munange. And second, if you don't do for me this. You understand? Never. Sometimes he just gives you one reason, if he wishes. But very often, even then, give reasons. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. And he expects you to obey. And so that time, I didn't get any reason. But I thank God now that I obeyed and I never got associated with Grace Urubega. Because now, sometime later, I discover that the guy is a witch. You understand? A witch. I told you of a gentleman I met a few months ago who went for their conference. Okay? You're laughing. You know that story? Hey, then why are you what? You're laughing like, man, when he told that story, I remember it, man. We should hear it again. Okay? Anyway, hey, there's a gentleman who attended a Fanero conference called, I think it's called Men Gather. You've seen that stuff on cars, boosticas, Men Gather, you know? The guy, first of all, God had warned him some time ago in a dream that the guy is fake. Remember when he dreamt when he was punching the guy? Yeah? Okay? Okay? Telling him that you are a liar. Okay, now one day he goes and steps at the conference grounds. Okay, that night, Bridget, you've heard of that dream? That night he dreams when Rebecca has stolen his what? His shoes. And he was screaming, oh, you're a bienga tozange, you know? Okay, someone's shoes usually, in dreams, they represent a calling, a ministry, an assignment from heaven. And God was telling him that the moment you stepped on that, on those grounds, okay, your callings, that which I had for you, it was stolen from you by Urubega. You understand? Okay? Now, by the way, that is one of the reasons why sometimes these individuals appear like they get more powerful each and every day. You understand? Because there's so many things they have stolen from people. Yeah? There's so many things they have what? Stolen from people, spiritual things, which they use them in the spirit for their own good. Okay? Like people who are supposed to be wealthy, they have a prosperity anointing. Okay? You've heard all those things, eh? Where, in fact, we have an audio of someone who was in that world, in that dark world, okay, who explained something that why is it that a woman can be barren, not able to give birth, okay? Then they go to a witch doctor. And the witch doctor does the supernatural on them and they conceive. Yet they had failed to conceive for many years. Okay? So this guy was once in that world, explained it. Say, so you see, you remember that explanation, okay? That, you see, when you pray for something and God grants it, okay? There is always that appointed day, isn't it? Uh-huh. So God grants it. So it is sent with the angels or with an angel, you know? Now, if you're not prayerful, if you're unserious, canoe, you're there building sand what? Castles. Instead of staying in the will of God, being prayerful, walking in holiness, okay? So if you're operating like that, when your angel is coming with your answer to prayer, okay, he's going to come. He's appearing the way you are walking in life. Like with no protective gear, yeah? Isn't it? So now, as he's coming, okay, with your answer to prayer, he's going to meet, and he's going to get involved in warfare. Demons are going to fight him to try and steal that which God has given you because of your prayer. You understand? Now, if you're not walking in the will of God, if you're not walking in holiness, if you're not, you know, in tune with God, the angel is going to come, ngayamba denga civilian. You understand? So, but not because he's a bad angel, but because he's representing how you're walking in life. So now, because of that, He's going to be shorter, you know, and he's going to what your answer to prayer, okay, is going to be stolen from him. You understand? Now, if it is a child, okay, you've been praying a child for I don't know how many years, okay? You got married, 30 years, no child, okay? So now, the appointed day comes. God is answering what? Your prayer. So a child is being brought, isn't it? By an angel. But even if you've been praying to God, but still you're carnal, you're just building sand castles, you're listening to Bobby Wine and Chameleon, Biebukuli Mubongo, all your time you are on TikTok, you're on Instagram, watching nonsense. But somehow God has had mercy on you, isn't it? And he's granted your what? A request. Okay? Now your angel, the angel who's coming with your answer to prayer, is going to be what? Is going to be fought and the child is going to be stolen from him. Now those are the children okay, that are given out in the dark world. Do you understand? Those are the children people go in Nkaha, shrines. Then the witch doctors does a supernatural from them, and they get that child that was stolen from a believer. Okay? For example, the shoes that were stolen from the other guy, where did they go? Do you understand? Remember, they were stolen. And they were stolen to be used. Isn't it? They were stolen to be used. So that's spiritual, those spiritual shoes, okay, are being used in the dark world for evil. Do you understand? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What was I talking about before I went there? Huh? What made me to talk about that? Aha! So, God will say to me, if I ever get associated with Lubega, I was going to lose what? My ministry. Okay? Lose the ministry. But I thank God that I obeyed, even when God didn't give me a lecture, 100, 1,000 what? Why I shouldn't be with Rubega. Glory be to God. Okay? So to me, that teaches me a lesson that I don't have to be like I don't have to be like the wisest pastor in town. Ngabam pita kubuchi bupano bona bona. Okay? Use my car name to get a crowd. Ne pastor msinguza agenda kuvaa, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Then they tell me, send us like a pick when you're in a black suit, the other one which you saw in heaven. Yeah? So that we put it on what? Flyers. Doctor, pastor, eh? Then say, Kati, which way to pastor? Kati, to say, oh, apostle. Because apostle, you're tuned about bishop. Okay? Okay? So that man, that guy can answer your questions. Guy, wisdom, what you know, church dynamics, you, yeah? Hallelujah. No, I don't have to be that. All I need to do is just do what God told me to do. Glory be to God. And that's what we have done, and that's why we are successful. We are successful. We finished a phase in ministry. We finished a second one. Hallelujah. Right now, God revealed to us that we're in a break before we begin the third one. Now, that is so important if you have ever read from Kenneth Hagin. Okay? You don't know how important that is, okay, until you get to know what Jesus told Kenneth Hagin once. Okay? Kenneth Hagin was a preacher. He was a white man, an American. Yes, he died, I think it was 2003. Okay? Now, one time, Jesus appeared to him live, and they talked several things. Okay? You should read his book. I believe in... So, one of the things Jesus told him was that many preachers, okay, don't even enter the first phase. We're not talking about finishing the first phase. We're talking about preachers even beginning the first phase of their ministries, of their callings. In fact, Jesus told him that many of them live and die never having entered the first phase of their callings. But remember, they are preachers. Okay? It's worth noting that they are what? They are preachers. It's not upcoming preachers. Okay? Hallelujah. They are preachers. Meaning that they are on pulpits. You understand? But as they are on pulpits, heaven is like they have never even begun doing what I told them to do. Hallelujah. And he said many of them live and die, never even entering the first phase. Glory be to God. Now you can see why to me, when God appeared to us and told us that you have finished the first phase, you can see why it meant a big deal to me. Because I had already knew what Jesus had told Kenneth Hagin many years ago. I had read the book. Glory be to God. Now, we not only finished the first phase, Joanne, we actually went ahead and finished a second one. You understand? Finished two phases. Eh? Yet Jesus says that many live and die having never even begun phase one. Glory be to God. And we a big success. We a big success in heaven. Okay? But I've told you why. Okay? Man, it's amazing that I haven't read a single scripture. Mark, you're like, but why am I what? Seated here. Okay? But I have them. But again, I told you I'm a substitute. Hallelujah. Okay? But before you go and create a video on TikTok of a preacher who preached without reading what? A verse. I'll read a verse, okay? It's already 12:30. Okay? But what I've told you is all scripture. Do you understand? It is all what? Scripture. I haven't told you anything. Go and sin. Don't listen to your mother's lectures. I haven't told you that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why we entered the first phase, Joanne, why we finished that first phase, we went ahead and entered second phase, and we finished it in a much shorter time that heaven wanted us to complete it. Because it's another thing to finish. Ninga muri bounding ze. Remember? Back in the day, there was something called rebounding. This generation doesn't know it. Omanyi rebounding. What you mean? Rebounding. Do you know rebounding? Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so God said a much shorter phase. And Mrs. Barlow, we did it in a much shorter phase. 4 years. The first one was 7. Thank God, these things I'm saying, you can all testify, they are not made up. You've been here, you have read them, so I'm not what? Concocting a story. Okay? So we entered first phase, finished it. God told us, finish the second one in a much shorter time. We did it. Hallelujah. Katuliku holiday. Remember, we have accomplished this, yet many preachers live and die, never having even entered the first phase. But they are preachers. That is why, be careful. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge spiritual books by what? Their covers. Glory be to God. Don't judge preachers by whether they wear designer stuff from where? From Edna. Glory be to God. Just because they can't afford doesn't mean, you know, you know, don't be. I think I tell Sam, you know, most of the time, be careful when it comes to judging spiritual things. Begin the quote, what? Mpola, mpola. If you're to give an opinion, quickly say that this is my assessment. Quickly say that I'm not speaking by the Spirit. It is Nganze Musa. All right? Moses. Hallelujah. Only speak like, yes, it is so. Only when God has what? Will give you a revelation of that issue. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen? Now, how have we managed to be successful in heaven's perspective? Do you remember the answer? Who remembers the answer? Simple. Only do what God tells you to do. Because you see, what God has told you to do is the exam, if I should say. All right? If you do something else, you have set yourself your own exam. Okay? God's marking guide is according to what he said. So, kati bro funia yo evivyo marking guide telling the answer zo. So you're going to fail. However good they are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've been privileged to know some things by revelation. Okay? There is a great church in this country, and the founder handed it over, retired, okay? And the whole country was like, wow, what an example. Great thing. Okay? Now, only those who had info from heaven, I being one of them, okay, I didn't clap my hands. I knew that this person, the founder, had first destroyed this thing properly. Eh? Then does something which the whole world was like, wow, what an example we should emulate. But when it had been destroyed properly, glory be to God. Now you see now that clapping of hands was Ukano assessment of things. Isn't it? Heaven had another opinion, completely different. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is why for me I don't quickly. Why you put it into I don't, you know, I'm like man, eh? I don't want to be a part of a thing just because the whole monitor is back, isn't it? Is writing about wow, you know, new vision, book a day. Then you're like, wow, Nangi, I want to be a part of this. Wow. Man, you might enter a thing and you might get your shoes stolen. Glory be to God. Before you do that decision, inquire of God. And what he tells you is what you should do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Exodus 25. Okay? Moses is going, God is instructing him to build him a tabernacle. Okay? A house of God, isn't it? So, God tells Moses that let the people make me a sanctuary, a house, that I may do what? Dwell among them. Then in verse 9, he says that, according to all that I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall do what? Make it. Basically, he's telling him that make it according to my plan. Don't do otherwise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we are starting this church, God told me, you are going to build me a house. You're Moses, and you're going to build me a house just like Moses did. Okay? Now, you should do exactly what Moses did. Whatever you did, you do. Get the plan from me. Get the plan from who? From me, just like Moses did. If I haven't told you to do something, don't do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And in Exodus 40, okay, verse 33 ends by saying that. So Moses finished the work. That's the end of verse what? 33. So Moses did what? According to God's plan. And you know what happened? When he did that, the Bible says that the glory of the Lord, okay, filled the tabernacle, the sanctuary, because it had been done according to God's design, not according to Moses' design. So Moses was successful here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You remember, God spoke to me 2nd November in the year 2000, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5, that you build me a house that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of what? All the nations. Okay, 2nd November 2000, 26 years ago. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that this was David speaking. That Solomon is going to do what? Build that house, isn't it? Now, David said, by the way, I'm ending, okay? David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11, concerning that house, he says that, so David gave his son Solomon the plans. Okay? The what? The plans of the house. And he gave, verse 12, so say, he says that the plans were by the Spirit. The plans were what? By the Spirit. Okay? So Moses built a house for the Lord according to God's plans. Isn't it? Now even Solomon built the temple. That picture. Now you know why we have that picture there. That is a temple of what? Solomon. Okay? It was built according to the plans that David got by the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he had finished it, 2 Corinthians Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. When he had finished it, same thing happened as it was with Moses. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. Basically, God came to dwell in it, just like he came to dwell in Moses' what? Tabernacle. Why? They did everything according to God's plans. Glory be to God. They were successful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is what we should do in everything that God has called us to do. Hallelujah. If you know God has given you an instruction about something, okay, embark on it. Okay? The details, you know, sometimes concerning details, God is flexible. Hallelujah. Like, I'm very sure God didn't tell the worship team that Kati Mwambale, what color is that? You never cause it, yeah? You young men, you're going to, with time, you're going to learn women. Okay? For us, we know seven colors. Men know seven colors. Or even five, isn't it? Five. Is that rainbow zilim sav? We know like five women. But women got other colors, man. What are your beige? Eh? What? Beige. Bagande. Mkwanzi, Another one. You know it. Eh? Utakwise. You know. So, I don't think last evening or in the week, Katonde Magambie, Mwambalechi. You understand? So, there's some things, small things where God is like, Mukole Chemwagala. But the big things, God is like, inquire of me before you do it. You understand? The big things. Big things now, like worship team, for example. Tulinayo, waliwo, Baba itabatia. Bana bayimbi. Baba itabatia. Waliwo artist. Ye yagize neka album what artist kati ya trendinga mubalokole. Tumuite ku anniversary. You know what you now that to some people that is a small thing. But things that have to do with worshiping God, never be careful before you call them small things. You understand? Before you get someone to stand here with you, mumanyi byakolanga uje mutali, mumanyi the motives of his heart. Niwabanga utali musupanacho, eh? But do you know the motives of his heart? Do you know that when he comes and joins you, man, he can unleash that thing on you in just a second by just being with you? You understand? Mumanyimbo ayinza okujja mwena mwena n'ababaka engato. You understand? Okay? That thing of him. Tufune yo guest preacher uku anniversary. Great thing, isn't it? It's not evil. But God is like, now that is a big matter. Inquire of me before you do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, this that I'm telling you is an illustration for how you should conduct your business. Hallelujah. How you should do your things. Hallelujah. Get to know the will of God concerning that thing and do it. Okay? As you do the will of God. Okay? If there's any big time decision you need to do, inquire of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says that. What does it say? It says that trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own what? Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Involve God in everything. Don't talk about magazine. You can never be wiser than who? Than God. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Hallelujah. You might do what you want to do. Then your TikTok things, Instagram, they trend, they become viral. But when in heaven, you are a big time failure. You failed the Lord. You see, it's one thing to be a failure, but it's another thing when you failed the Lord. You let God down. You disappointed him. You failed. You built sand castles. Things you're not going with in eternity. Things for which you're not going to be rewarded. Hallelujah. We're talking about success and victory that are achieved by simply obeying the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I told you I was just a substitute. Let me hand over to the person who's supposed to preach. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.